Four policemen in Tamil Nadu are arrested by the CBCID in connection with the custodial deaths of Jayaraj and Benix, who were allegedly tortured brutally by the police. 9 to 10 loyalists of Jyotiraditya Sindhya expected to take oath today. Shivraj Singh Chauhan expands his cabinet in Madhya Pradesh. Coronavirus cases in India crossed the 6 lakh mark, the last 1 lakh in just 4 days. Karnataka records its highest single-day spike in cases. India and China have agreed to keep talking after the military-level talks on Tuesday. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh likely to visit Ladakh on Friday. India's ban on 59 Chinese apps will boost its sovereignty, says US Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, welcoming India's move. In Assam, 15 lakh people are reeling from floods that have hit over 2,000 villages across 23 districts. The United States has bought nearly all of Gilead's COVID drug, Remdesivir. The life-saving drug will not be available to any other country for the next 3 months. And Russians vote overwhelmingly in the national referendum to allow a change in rules so President Vladimir Putin can stay in power till 2036. Our top story now. In Fort Tamil Nadu, policemen have been arrested and murder charges filed against them and 3 others accused in the custodial deaths of 2 men in the town of Tuticorin. A father and son allegedly tortured by cops are for keeping their shop open 15 minutes longer than allowed amid the coronavirus lockdown. Sub-inspector Raghu Ganesh and constables Murugan and Muthuraj were arrested by the Tamil Nadu's CID, that's the Criminal Investigation Department, under relevant sections of the Indian Penal Code. The CBCID, in fact, modified both FIRs, one each for the death of the father, Jayaraj, and his son, Benix, and to include murder charges. The police had earlier only registered cases of suspicious deaths. Let's change tracks now to Punjab and the issue of farmers. And unable to harvest sugarcane during the lockdown, a farmer at Sadik village in Faridkot burnt his entire standing crop worth 3 lakh. In the absence of any sugar mill in the area, Jagtar Singh used to sell cane to juice sellers. But as they too were out of business over the past 3 months, he had no choice. Let's go across to Ghazali for more on this. Ghazali, can't imagine a farmer, you know, just setting his crop on fire. That just goes to show how distraught he was. And one would imagine that the government is trying to help farmers at a time like this.
Yeah, Gargi, why it is more distressing? Because in Punjab, the farmers are often advised to move out of this crop cycle of wheat and paddy, because paddy is a water guzzling crop and farmers are always advised to go for crop diversification. And sugarcane is one crop where farmers have switched from paddy and wheat, and they try to grow sugarcane. Is one of the crop diversification which comes under that crop, which is used by farmers to move away from this cycle. But even for these crops, if farmers are not paid well, because for the last many years we have seen in Punjab and Haryana that farmers have to come out to protest for their pending dues of sugarcane crop. And in this one particular case, what we have seen that this farmer, he says that supply chain was broken because the person who he used to sell his sugarcane crop was also not available, or he was also not in business for the last couple of months, and that's why he was forced to burn his standing crop. And the same is happening with the paddy growers in Punjab, because right now it is paddy sowing season. The government introduced some new technical system of growing paddy which is less water guzzling. So even now we are getting reports that traditional the farmers are going back to the traditional method of transplantation and all, and they are also sort of uprooting the crop which they had already sown. So a lot of distress of farmers in this lockdown due to supply chain getting hit, and they are not get the fuel prices now rising every day, we are getting reports. So certainly a very distressing time for farmers in Punjab.